Shabbos Perek Beis, Mishnah Hey. A few introductions over here is in order. One halacha, which is again the first part of the Mishnah, is a halacha that we're all familiar with, which is that one is allowed to be Mechal Shabbos, or better said, one is allowed to do a malacha and it's not considered Chil Shabbos, if it's done for a Chol Sheyesh Besakana. That's a halacha we all know. Grada happens to be a halacha b'chol HaTorah Kula, that en lecha dove sha'emin lefnei pikuach nefashos, kol HaTorah Kula is nidcha lefnei pikuach nefashos, except for Gimel Chamurois, avaydizor shviches damim, and gili arois. It happens to be that in Shabbos, you're talking that there's an extra din. What the Gemara calls in Yuma, mutav sheyichal Shabbos achas b'chtei sheyishma Shabbos is harbe. There might even be nafkaminis that Shabbos is an extra halakha, and that might be the predicate of some of what the Hatzolah members do, because in Shabbos, there is no Chil Shabbos b'mokim b'koch nefashos. It's not that it's Chil Shabbos, but it's nidcha because of b'koch nefashos. It's not Chil Shabbos. But that distinction is not important specifically for this halakha. That's one halakha. A second halacha that we have to know is a malacha that's negea all over Masechet Shabbos, and it's called the machlokes of malacha shein tzricha legufa. Being that the malachas of Shabbos are learned out of malachas HaMishkan, they have to be done for the purpose that the malacha has to be done in the way with the tzura and for the reason that it was done in the malacha of the Mishkan. If one does a malacha, for instance, there's a malacha called Charisha. Charisha is about digging a hole in the ground. And it's about digging a hole in the ground, not because you want the dirt, but it's because digging a hole in the ground because you want to plant in that hole. What happens if you dig a hole for the dirt? It's a malacha she'eino tzricha legufa. You don't need it legufa of that malacha. It's a chsorin in what's called meleches machsheves. In the chshivus of that being a maisa malacha. Now, the fact that your machshava defines the maisa as a chiddush, it's machlokes tanoim. It's machlokes tanoim, Reb Shimon and Reb Yehuda. Reb Shimon is the mekel, and he holds malachas machsheves is not a malacha deraisa. Reb Yehuda holds it is. There's grado, another machlokes Reb Yehuda and Reb Shimon, which is similar, and that's called a dover she'enim eskaven. Somebody does something without intent. He's taking a bench from one place to another. His intention is just to schlep the bench from here to there. Grado, when it's across the floor, it happens to make a hole in the ground. Is that called the ma'aseh of making a hole in the ground? Also machlokes Reb Yehuda and Reb Shimon. And the idea seems to be more or less the same. Is your ma'aseh informed by what you're thinking? You're not thinking about making the hole. It's enim eskaven. Is that called your ma'aseh? Reb Shimon says no. Reb Yehuda says yeah. The machlokes is similar, but one is a din specifically in Meleches Machsheves of Shabbos, and one is a din b'chol HaTorah Kula. Kimavur in many places in Shas, the Dov She'enim Eskaven is a kol HaTorah Kula Dikaptur. So you could hold like a Yehuda in one Machlokes, and you could hold like a Shimon in the other Machlokes. Vinishvi, those two dinim come into play in this Mishnah. HaMechapes HaNer Mipnei Shum Misiori Mipnei Goyim. The Pashtus is that we're talking about over here in a case of Pekuch Nefoshes. He's afraid of Goyim, who he's Sakonis Nefoshes. They're gonna kidnap him. They're gonna kill him. Mipnei Listim, weiter. Mipnei Ruach Ro is a type of depression where a person, if he's sitting in a light place, could hurt himself. He's gonna jump off the roof. So he has to be in a dark room. Mipnei Ruach Ro, you want to turn off the light. Those cases, obviously, it's not chayev. It should be mutter. The Mishnah doesn't say that. Read one more case. Vim bishvil ha'chayla she'ishan, or another case, ha'chayla she'ish b'sakana, and he has to get a good night's sleep. Sleeping is the best medicine. Potter. Gerade shouldn't say potter. It should say mutter. The Mefarshim explain that the reason why it says potter is because the sefer of the Mishnah says chayiv. So chayiv says potter. But really it means mutter. Another point is over here that it doesn't say the case of goyim, listim, ruach ro, and chayla together. The three cases, Mipnei v'im bishvil ha'chayla shishan. Why is that? In pshat, the first three cases, he's doing something for himself. Im bishvil means for somebody else. It's a healthy person who's taking care of the sick person who's turning off the light. So the halacha is potter. In these three cases, the four cases, again, like we said, it should be mutter. Now the second din, k'chos al aner, k'chos al Hashem. The reason why he's putting out the light, he's mechabes aner, because he wants to save the oil. He wants to save the oil, the wick, the candle, k'chos al apsilo. Chayiv, he's chayiv. Now, this is l'chore malach she'en tzuch l'gufa. Why? There's an av malach called kibui. Kibui, putting out a fire in the Mishkan, the point of it was that by extinguishing something that was lit, it turned into charcoal. Extinguish a piece of wood that was lit, it turns into charcoal, then it could be used weiter for different processes that had to be done in the Mishkan. Putting out the fire to put it out is just putting it out. That's not the malacha. Putting it out because you want it out, kichos al, on these three cases, is malach shen tzricha legufa. So the Mishnah says, chayiv, this Tana holds, the Tana Kama over here holds, like Rabbi Yehuda, that malach shen tzricha legufa is chayiv. V'Rabbi Yosi poite bekulon chutz min apsilo. Rabbi Yosi holds no, it's malach shen tzricha legufa. You're not chayiv. Chutz min apsilo, when you put it out in order to save the psilo, that is the malacha hatzricha legufa of kibui. What you're doing is you're creating something that's now flammable. When you put out prepare a wick, it's brought in the poskim is that the husband should prepare the wicks erev Shabbos. He should light them and put them out. Then it burns better. So putting out the wick in order to save the wick is also preparing it for the next time of lighting. That's a malacha for the positive purpose. That's a malacha tzricha legufa. The malacha she'en tzricha legufa of just putting it out because you don't want it to burn. That's the machlokes tanur. It's interesting that we have a Tana Kama and Rabbi Yosi, and later on we have Mishnah Yisub Shem and Rabbi Yehuda. Okay, over here this halacha said B'Shem and Tana Kama and Rabbi Yosi. Kubega just points out over here another idea. The lashon of the Mishnah is Mifnei Shuoise Pechom. The pshat is when he puts out the wick, he's making something that's more flammable. He's making something that could burn. It doesn't say that he's mechavin to make pechom. Rashi seems to add that. The Rav seems to say, shu miskavin lasos akshu b'kivizeh pechom. Kivega says you don't need that. Why? Because since when you put out the wick, automatically you're making it burn better. Like we said, when you singe the wick, it burns better. You're making something more flammable. Even if that's not your kavona, lemais, it's a psikreisha. Psikreisha means that you could be a dovashen miskavin, but where it's going to happen, then you chayv on it. Cut off the head of a chicken. Psik reisha, even though you weren't mechav, you walked to the head. You didn't mean to kill the chicken, but you know the chicken's going to die. That's called, you call them miskavin. So that's called you miskavin on the making of the pechom, even if you're not mechavin lekach. Ah, you'll tell me, m'loch shein tzuch legufa, you don't mean that it should be that. On that, Reb Kivega says that since Lamaisa you're nichalei with the asiyas hapechom because you want it to be flammable. You just don't mean it for now. For now, what you're doing is you're trying to save the wick. But Lamaisa, the thing is more flammable later on. So since you're nichalei, it's a psikreisha, dinichalei is called also mechavin. It's mechavin and it's also called a malacha shetzricha legufa. You don't need to be mechavin la'asiyas asiyas pechom. And he asks on Rashi and the Rav that say, mifnei shu miskavin la'asiyas pechom. That's a kasha. Boaz has an arichus alpi the lomdus in the sugya of dov shein miskavin. He holds that would be called a malach shein tzricha legufa because there in the Mishkan there was no kechos al apsilo. There was only asiyas pechom. So even though kechos al apsilo will make by definition something that's more flammable in the future, lemaisa since your kavana wasn't lekach, it's for the dov sheinoi legufa and it still wouldn't be chayiv. And that's why Rabbi Yosi patur. So it has to be dafka where he's mechavin lasis pechom. Okay, machloikis achreinu. Mishnah vav. Al shol shaveis noshem esis b'shas leidosam. This Mishnah is a window of a glimpse into the kedusha of a Yiddish home. There are three averois that are shayich, that compromise the kedusha of a Yiddish home. And these three averos is where noshim are vulnerable. Noshim esis b'shas leidosan is an einish that comes from other merishin, from the chet of other merishin. That's the punishment that was given to Chava. So these three mitzvahs make the home into a place that somewhat resembles the Gan Eden that was there before the chet. If any of these three aspects of the Yiddish home are found lacking, then there's a mesis b'shas leidosan rachman alatzlan. Einon al she'enon zihiro is benido. In Hilchus Tahara, Bechalo, in the Halachas of Asiyas Chalo, Ubadlokas Haner. The reason why it doesn't say Benida Bechalo Ubener, it says Behadlokas Haner, Kivega says something very beautiful. Because Hayyos the Svarim say, it comes from the Zoya, that the husband should be Meitiv as Haneris Friday afternoon, and the wife should light, it includes that aspect also, Bahadlokas Haner. It's not just the mitzvah of the Ner, but it's the whole Hadlok, even the Hachona of the mitzvah. The reason why Adam and Chava, the husband and the wife in the Jewish home, are both Shutvim in a mitzvah that's shaykh to the woman, is Gufa because of that, because that's the Tikkun. Preparing for Shabbos brings in that Tikkun of the Chet of Adam Rishon. Another remez from the Gemara is that Chalo, the Tikkun of Chalo is that she's supposed to make Chalo, is because Adam Rishon is referred to as the Mivchar Habri, is referred to as Chalos Shalaylam. She's responsible for his downfall. He's called Oyre Shalaylam, he's a Neshama. She's responsible for the Kibui Ho'oyre Shalaylam. We'll just add also that the word Nida is also to be found in the original sin of the Bria, not by Adam and Chava, but by Cain, who's Kilu just followed in their path, and his punishment is referred to as Novinod. That's the Sherish of Nido. So you have all three in that realm, and the middle, the ticking of all three is necessary.